From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Two New Jersey men accused of trying to leave the U.S. and travel to Egypt, then on to Somalia for terrorist training, appeared in court today. The pair were arrested Saturday night at New York's Kennedy Airport. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey and says an undercover agent had been watching the men for quite some time.
They wanted to go join a foreign terrorist organization called Al-Shabaab, an organization that has been designated as a foreign terrorist organization by the United States government, and fight with Al-Shabaab. That was what they said.
In court, the pair spoke only to say they understood the charges against them. They are charged with conspiring to kill, maim, and kidnap persons outside the U.S. If convicted, the two men could face life in prison. There are a few details, but an explosion is being reported at an oil well in rural north central Texas today. TV footage shows a large orange fireball burning near a charred vehicle and construction equipment. The explosion and fire took place in the town of Claiborne, some 50 miles southwest of Dallas. There were early reports of deaths and injuries in connection with that blast. Tar balls from the oil spill are already washing up on Florida's Pensacola beach. That's prompted one professional mariner to call on Florida's governor to adopt a plan to prevent further beaches from being spoiled. From member station WUSF in Tampa, Bobby O'Brien reports.
On a veranda overlooking a Madeira Beach marina, boat captains, commercial fishermen, and marine business leaders aired their concerns about the oil spill with Florida Governor Charlie Crist. But the district commander of the area's merchant marine, Captain Marty Heath, came with a plan. Heath wants to train the professional civilian mariners to fight the oil at sea.
As district commander of Fleet 1, I don't have the authority to call out all the merchant marines except in the local area. Only the governor or the president can do that. Every merchant marine volunteers when they become a merchant marine to sign up for natural disasters.
Heath's plan would cover the Florida's Gulf Coast from the Panhandle to the Keys. Crist, in turn, promised to have it reviewed by his Secretary of the Environment and get back with her. For NPR News, I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
Massive settlement by Bank of America, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The FTC charged the company profited from making risky loans to homeowners during the boom years and then profited again when the loans failed. According to the government, the company piled on illegal and excessive fees on default-related services. Countrywide was once the nation's largest mortgage lender and became a poster child for risky and subprime loans. The $108 million settlement will be used to reimburse 200,000 homeowners who were allegedly overcharged. The settlement is one of the largest in an FTC case. In agreeing to settle, Bank of America did not admit any guilt. The banking giant, which bought Countrywide nearly 2.5 years ago, said it was settling the case to avoid the expense and distraction of litigation. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Another major sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 115 points today. This is NPR. In the Midwest, they are picking up the pieces following a string of devastating tornadoes that claimed the lives of 5 people over the weekend. In northwest Ohio, a mother and her young son were killed, along with the father of a high school valedictorian whose graduation was postponed due to the weather. Officials say 36-year-old Mary Walters and her 4-year-old son Hayden died when their home in Millbury, Ohio, was hit by a tornado. Also killed was 46-year-old Ted Krantz, whose daughter Katie Krantz was the valedictorian at the local high school. NPR News has discovered a federal whistleblower complaint involving the Upper Big Branch coal mine in West Virginia, where 29 mine workers died in a massive explosion in April. The complaint was filed by a former miner who was transferred just before the deadly blast. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
NPR obtained court documents detailing the complaint and attended a court hearing devoted to it. Ricky Lee Campbell claims he was fired by Massey Energy because he told reporters and federal investigators about safety problems at the Upper Big Branch mine and because he repeatedly complained to supervisors about safety issues at another Massey mine. A preliminary investigation by the Labor Department concluded that Campbell's claim is not frivolous. The agency is seeking temporary reinstatement pending a full investigation of the claim. The Labor Department has pulled from the claim the reference to Campbell's role in a federal investigation, but also reserved the right to revive it. A court decision on a temporary return to work is expected Friday. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Apple CEO Steve Jobs unveiled the company's new iPhone, which, among other things, will include a higher resolution screen and longer battery life and a thinner design. Next generation iPhone will cost between $199 and $299. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.